Santa's a show.
Not dead, anything but dead.
Oh my God, oh my God.
All this week on The Little Show.
But funny. Online.
Shart Week.
It's cold for Tucson. It's like, you know, in the 60s, I know. Ooh, poor us. And I just drank, you know, a whole bunch of ice water. I start shaking, like shivering, goosebumps. I'm like, I'm going to crawl into bed and get warm. I think I was in bed for maybe 10 minutes trying to get warm when my stomach went blah, 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 like this gurgling noise. And I'm like, oh, Lord, have mercy. I don't know what this means. And I'm like, maybe I should just go sit on the toilet just in case. And thank God that it did. Because for the next 3 hours, I proceeded to spray shit. Anything that I have eaten within the last, like, 10 years of my life. And if I wasn't doing that, I was walking to my bed and then turning around and walking right back to the bathroom to do it again. I at a point got tired of getting up and going to the washing my hands and going back to bed just to turn around and get up and go back. I just sat there and I'm like, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it wasn't painful. Like I didn't get any like cramping or anything. Like it was just like coming out.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Blah, 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 blah. I mean, it wasn't painful.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3162, I say chew, of the BFO for Friday, the 20th of March, 2020, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me,
a little show,
y'all, we're gonna finish up Shart Week. Big Vinny, I miss it already! Paper workers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well, y'all. You're paper workers because, y'all, as we all know, including the turlet, the job is not finished till the paperwork is done. Big Fatty, that is just vulgar.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, this weekend we have one celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, on Saturday, y'all, I met this person here in Charleston. It was about a year ago, I believe, because I believe the patio furniture parade was going on when he and his husband were here. But y'all, it's been a long time. Oh, a listener to the BFO, y'all, it is none other than Stacy in Hillsborough. Oh, man, we love Stacy in Hillsborough. It's true. And y'all, Stacy and his husband, y'all, they're always sending me pictures. They're sending me pictures of their crema decorations and their gay crema decorations. And they sent me some when it snowed. Big Fatty, are they going to send you some of their social distancing pictures? I don't know. anyway, y'all, just delightful. Delightful, man. And if you ever get a chance to have an adult beverage at the Dudley Do Right, Big Fatty, it's closed. Y'all, if you see Stacy in Hillsborough on the 20th or the face space, you'll wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Get to hear Alex Lefebvre every day. It's true. Y'all, since I talked to you yesterday, y'all, for my supper, I had some more of my cone beef and cabbage, and y'all, I'm going to tell you something. It was potent. It was potent. Big Fatty as in impotent? No, it was like ex-potent. But y'all, I ate that, and y'all, then there was a knock. There was a knock at the door here at the at the villa, and y'all, it was young Nicholas. He had just gotten off work. I made him wash his hands. He came in and was checking on the elderly. Yes, Big Fatty, it's always best to check on the elderly while enjoying a cocktail. It's true. And we caught up a little bit. Hadn't seen him in a while. And we've had a little bad news. We were all, me and Granny and Durwood and young Nicholas, while we were going up to the Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, Big Fatty for the World's Fair. No, that's in Knoxville. Y'all, we were going to be up there and just have a horror club retreat, if you will. And y'all, all the activities and everything have closed down, and they're not giving me a refund, but they're changing it to, I can change the reservation to some other time or whatever. But anyway, that's still in limbo right now, but we're not going. We were supposed to go not this coming weekend, but the following weekend, the 28th. So that's that. So I passed, we got on the FaceTime with Granny and Durwood, and we talked about options and things like that. So anyway, well, that's a fluid situation. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, but during young Nicholas's visit, y'all, I'm going to tell you, that cone beef and cabbage kicked in, and y'all, you talk about social distancing, y'all. If people are getting too close to you, eat some cone beef and cabbage, because that'll get them to stay the hell away. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, did not sleep real well. I think it's because the temperature. But I finally did go to sleep. And got up on Thursday morning and had my coffee and off on the Nipple Walk. Y'all, it's going into the mid-80s. The mid-80s Thursday and Friday. And y'all, the humidity is up. Y'all, it's too soon. It's too soon for all that. But I did my Nipple Walk and I got my sure, and y'all, I did a FaceTime with my brothers, because, you know, I asked them if they wished the Hatterina a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. They did, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
Joe, you know, when I shit in my pants, I just
shake it out the leg, shake it out the leg. When I shit in my pants, I just shake it out the leg, shake it out the leg, shake it out the leg. When I shit in my pants, I just shake it out the leg.
Mitchell, tell us about the first time it happened.
Sure, I'd be glad to. Gather round, kids, let me tell you a tale. One that always thinks without fail. It's not about the Keebler troop, it's about shit elves. They assemble your poop. Hey. So once upon a time, they're working hard overnight, trying to wake me up, but I'll be putting up a fight.
right, but they fought back. They was kicking my liver. Little fuckers trying to give me the duty shiver.
Hi, Big Fatty. Hi, Miss Pool McNoodle. It's me, Egg Gong, calling in for Shart Week.
Shart.
Okay, so what happens when you have a tight ass? I have a tight ass, and I'm a tight ass myself. So what happens is you have a very controlled shart. I was on my way to work when I felt like I was gonna fart. Turned out it was a shart, but my ass was so tight that it barely dripped. Through my ass cheeks, and I held it in. I held it in between my ass cheeks until I went to a toilet, and there was nothing on my pants and my underwear. Miracle. All thanks to my tight ass. All right. Bye, Big Fatty. Bye, Miss Full McNoodle.
Bye.
How do you hang this stupid thing up?
Oh.
Bye.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh.
Bye.
Oh. Y'all, that of course is old tight ass himself, Ed Gong. And Ed, thank you. Thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from a fellow tight ass. Big Fatty, your ass hadn't been tight since Arby's opened its first roast beef shop. Ed, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you did not shot yourself. I know what a disappointment that must have been. But y'all, Ed Gong also sent me. In fact, and let me just while I'm looking for this, y'all, I've got a couple of videos that have been sent to me. One by Mr. Tim Kumal and one by Miss Beaver. And y'all, I'm gonna put a link to them in the. In the show notes today, and Ed sent me a 20 message. Y'all, he's wearing a gas mask. Big Fatty, so was young Nicholas yesterday. It says, hey, Big Fatty, probably too late for an e-letter to reach you before short weekends, just four words. That felt uncharacteristically warm. Love, Ed Gong, a big fatty. We don't need to hear about Ed Gong's uncharacteristically warm, tight ass. Ooh, big fatty. I may have to touch myself inappropriately. Bugger!
You know, 10, 15 minutes later, I'm back in the bathroom. But by that time, I have nothing in my system. So it's just essentially water coming out. You're welcome. And at one point, I thought I was done. I was like, yes, I'm done. I'm like, I think I'm done. So I proceed to go down and just kind of like dry off my butt because, you know, it's just water, and proceeded to spray shit water all over my hands because I was not done. And my hand with the toilet paper in it is like under my ass, and I'm just cackling like a mad woman, with tears streaming down my face because I can't stop laughing. And of course, the more I laugh, the more water comes out. And I just essentially just like butt peed all over my hand. And when it finally stopped, I got into the shower because I'm like, I'm not even going to try again because no.
Yo, that is my youngest daughter, Nessa, from the Nessa a little show. And y'all, evidently she was having some. So evidently she did not have a tight ass. Beep, and she butt peed all over her hand. Well, anyway. Nessa, thank you for one of my favorites of Shark Week this year. And Big Fatty, I hope she wiped everything. Well, no, she got in the shower. Never mind. Oh, yeah, by the way, y'all, if you run out of the toilet paper, just blow it out and hop in the shower. Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. I have a short story. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. So me and my partner, my name's Scotty, my partner's name is Mark. We were taking a trip about 2 weeks ago to Las Vegas. We live in Northern California and got to Las Vegas, had a great time, spent about 5 days there, drank way too much, ate way too much bad food. The last day of the trip, we were getting ready to drive to Los Angeles to visit a friend there. Checked out our hotel room, checked completely out. Had all our bags in the car. Think we'd stop by Costco on the way out of town. I had a little bit of rumbling in my stomach. Didn't think much of it. We got to Costco, walking around. Place was pretty crowded. All of a sudden, I felt myself have a really bubble in my stomach and thought, this is weird. Maybe I should go to the bathroom. On the way to the bathroom, all of a sudden, I felt it, and it just shot out down my leg and everything. I was wearing shorts. I was very embarrassed. Wanted to hurry up and get to the bathroom as quick as I could. I'm blind, so my partner had to help me find the bathroom. I got in the stall. It's pretty hard to clean yourself up when you can't see what you're doing, but I managed to get pretty much cleaned up. I had to throw my underwear away. I had to try to change in the car. Lucky I had some wet wipes. And I had to sit and feel pretty messy for the drive to Los Angeles, about a four-hour drive. So it was a mess, but I got through it. All right, talk to you later, Fatty. Bye.
Dick! Dick, I see y'all. There's nothing. There is nothing that makes me happier on the face of the earth, I don't think, than a lurker de-lurking to tell a short story. Y'all, this is, I mean, it is the best of times. It is the best of times, I'm telling you. Scotty, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice, and I'm sure you and Mark will never forget that. Now, does your husband listen to the little show as well? I don't know, Big Fanny, but I can picture myself in that same situation, because there have been many a times I've run to the Sam's Club toilet just in time to let it all go. So I've been close on some of those occasions. But thank you so much for the call and for sharing that with us. Big Fanny, it's the perfect way to end Shot Week, except you haven't told your story yet. Well, all right, here we go. Y'all, it was back when I was going over to see the Hatterina before she passed away. So this was probably in August, maybe September. And y'all, I go the back roads between Charleston and Augusta. It's just a little bit quicker, and it's, you know, it's not in a state highway or anything. Well, y'all, I had, as I oftentimes did, gotten me some coffee and a McDonald's biscuit, and I had eaten that and had that to drink on the way way over, and y'all, all of a sudden, it's like, ooh, ooh, and I said, no, I'll hold it till I can get to the to a fast food place, and it's like, ooh, ooh, and y'all, I've gotten pretty good at controlling my sphincter. Beep, hey, move the show forward. Well, y'all, it got to the point where I can't do this anymore. Y'all, I had to pull off onto a dirt road, and I hopped out of Ruby Red, and y'all, as I hopped out of Ruby Red, the floodgates opened, and y'all, thank goodness, a lot of times when I drive the car, I will wear underpants, and thank goodness I had them on that day, but it didn't hold it all. Y'all, it looked like butterscotch grits, and y'all, it was everywhere. It was juicy. It was rolling down my leg. I had to take my pants off. I had to take my, oh dear Gussie, I had to take my underpants off. Y'all, I threw them in the bushes, and y'all, and then it wouldn't stop coming out of my butt. And so, y'all, I had a little towel in the car, and I cleaned up the best I could with it. I had a little Purell in there. I put some of that on. Y'all, then I got to a fast food place, and I went in the bathroom. Of course, I had to wait for somebody to get out of there. But, y'all, I cleaned up in there. Y'all, it was awful. Just awful. And I immediately called Granny and young Nicholas. Be ready. Y'all, I hope you've enjoyed Shot Week. Nessa, my youngest daughter, she was at the beginning of today's little show. And Nessa, what is your review of the way Shot Week went this year?
Blah, 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 blah. I mean, it wasn't painful.
Oh, if you want pain, go back and listen to all the old episodes of the BFO.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1, and ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.